Hello. Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome to the Three Friends Coffee House Show and Tell Gallery open mic. Nice turnout, full house, long list of people and performers tonight. So let's just get this going right off the bat. Before I do all the rules and everything, we like to do something here of community announcements. If anybody here would like to make an announcement about an event or such and such that you would like to promote, please feel free to line up and do so now.
My name is Patrick Ricard. I'm hosting Talking Earth next week. Next week, we're going to be playing a radio play, the first half of a radio play called Magician's Hat, which is written by Bill Tremblay. A bunch of actors performed it. He's an actual CD. Available, but I'm going to try to call him and set up an interview, and I'll play something the week after. It is about the life of David Seguros, who was a Mexican muralist painter, who was a Stalinist. He was involved in the attempted assassination at Trotsky, was arrested, basically had this insane life, this crazy life, and the play is awesome. So I'm really pumped up for it, and you should listen to it. It's going to be on KABU next week, next Monday from 10 to 11, and then the week after from 10 to 11 will be part two and the end of it. Thanks.
Anybody else have anything else? No. Okay, well then let's get down to brass tacks. Okay, here are the rules. You have 7 minutes to perform your material, whatever that material may be. We have a very full list tonight, so I'm going to be a real stickler for the 7 minutes. And in fact, we have such a full list, I would like to point out that you do not need to utilize all 7 of those minutes. There's only so many haikus the ear can hear. 7 minutes is a bit too much. So please, I would also encourage you to have some level of professionalism about you, that you know really how long your performance is going to be. You've practiced your performance. Now, although I certainly am appreciative of art in all its forms, and not really, but I do like the fact that we can have people who have very polished and really good poems and other things that they just literally wrote, a couple hours ago. That said, I would like to put the emphasis more on stuff that you actually honed and worked on a lot rather than stuff you wrote in the park a couple hours ago. There's just a professionalism involved in it. You might think it's neat. That doesn't mean anybody else is. So there's that. This thing is podcast every week. So that means that what you say here is going to go on the internet and be heard forever and ever and ever, unless you don't want us to.
Only about 2 months, because we're way behind. Sorry.
Oh, okay, we're way behind. But eventually it'll get podcast. And that means it'll go on the internet forever and ever, unless you don't want to be podcast, in which case talk to me and I will see to it that your name is not done. Okay, so anyway, so here's what we got. So we got you guys a podcast. What we're not going to podcast is if you do covered copyrighted material. So if you cover somebody else's song or poem, we're not going to podcast that. But we'll podcast anything else. I would like all of you to please take your cell phones or communication devices and lower the volume to silent, please. So that way we don't get interrupted in the middle of a performance by what you think is a very clever ringtone. Okay, next, let's see what else is on this. Oh, there is no censorship, but there's also there to be some level of courtesy involved in that you keep your conversations outside to a minimum. And if you do need to come and exit during the building, it would be better for you guys to come and go through at the back door up by the bathroom, so not so much the front. But it doesn't really matter. Ultimately, though, if you can go out the back door, that would be really helpful. So I think that's really pretty much it. I'm going to start with number one, who is, I believe, an Emily Berry. Is that right? Yeah. Emily Berry. So please, here you go.
Hello. I have 3 poems, and this is my first time reading my poems in public. So here it goes. Tonight, it rained indifference on my soul. Passion washed clean from my heart. Drops touching the earth like the fire from within once touched you. The space in which I breathe is cold and unfamiliar. The times in which I smile are those of yesterday's thoughts. Shiny puddles are a mirror unto my eyes, as transparency robs the pretense I once knew. Still, I am standing still. I will drink this moment like the droplets on my windowsill. Like the dusty earth drinks the rain, I will slurp, not sip. I must cherish every little bit. One can never forecast what is or what will be. Speaking of the matter, you never gave a call to me. The rain strangely resembles the drops I do not cry. As they fall upon the desert, I'm only left to wonder why. Can my heart beat across two different skies? My mouth speaks I'm happy, but am I telling lies? I want to plant myself, and yet I want to run in opposite directions, further from the sun. The water that I tread is shallow, and yet it's deep. Promises and faithfulness I keep. Look deep inside until all you see is a stare. When you contemplate on me, will I still be there?
There we go. How you guys doing?
Fine. Thanks for having me.
I'm new from Minneapolis. Glad to be out of the cold. You have no idea what 25 below feels like. Really? Really?
Wisconsin.
Wisconsin, okay.
We're from Minneapolis.
Oh, well, you know. You know. Okay. Minneapolis. I got three poems for sake of brevity tonight. Okay. All-Star Game. Aphrodite finished singing the national anthem while the sirens wander the stands selling wet t-shirts and beer. The Muses take the field. Zeus is pitching. Jesus is the designated hitter for the Christian All-Stars, but not everybody accepts this as their picture of reality. Baseball is a universe. Outfielders are galaxies held to the infield through the string theory of fly balls. Baseballs are asteroids. Base runners are comets. Umpires, drone religions trying to make sense of it all. The debate of father coach, son pitcher, and Holy Ghost catcher never ends. When the field is a time warp of multiple inelegance theory, the scorecard and statistics show the true numbers. The batter throws time into a loop, knowing Big Bang theories can end the universe in one quick swing. Games evolve, but the laws of physics hold the spin in check. Nature demands winners and losers, even when the universe spins out of time. Eternity is beyond the baselines, but the edge of the universe is the foul line. Meanwhile, Telemachus wants souvenirs, and Penelope is upset, while Odysseus wanders the parking lot trying to remember his parking space. Of course, no matter where he sits, Buddha always has the best seat. This one's called, Are We There Yet? Einstein slouches in the back seat, talking about the train in the distance, muttering about light and speed. The fly in the windshield attacks the glass, wondering how he got to the edge of the universe. How he was unlucky enough to have found what everybody else didn't think existed. Newton sits next to Einstein, throwing apples out the window, watching them roll, bounce, and smash on the pavement, hoping the cops don't catch him. The fly rests in the gear shift, catching his breath for a moment before attacking eternity again and getting a huge headache. Galileo sits in the front seat, folding the road map over and over, whining there are better ways to get there. Of course, the Pope is in the driver's seat, telling him all of them to sit still and be quiet for God's sake. In that brief silence, the fly lands on Newton's apple, just as it is tossed out the window at 75 miles an hour. At that moment, actualizing time and energy, the fly sees the mystery of eternity as his little center of the universe crashes to the blacktop and explodes into its own sweet-smelling, mushy Big Bang. Thank you. And my last one, called Crossroads. Don't say you made a deal with the devils or creatures of the night. Nobody buys that crap. The challenge of the crossroads is not selling souls. People do that every day. The romance of all of that is reserved for Robert Johnson. For the rest of us, it's chrome-plated bumpers that don't work at high-speed impact. The challenge is in driving through the invisible, trusting the air and water, keeping your focus once you realize the trip is well underway and the road back is vapor. So deal with it. You made your wish. You rubbed the lamp and stepped on the carpet. Now ride. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, next we have, I think I'm reading this right, Heather Scarlet Rose.
Hi, guys. I'm visiting from San Francisco, and my name is Heather Scarlet Rose.
Where are you visiting from?
San Francisco.
I heard Minnesota, sorry.
Oh, no, that was the other guys. I'm in a blues mood tonight, so I'm going to play a couple blues songs. This song is a cover song from Skip James, who was kind of one of the Delta Mississippi blues, kind of similar era as Robert Johnson. And if you're familiar with Cream, they covered a couple of his songs, like I'm Glad. So, anyway, this is a song by Skip James called Hard Killin' Floor Blues. Thank you. I do write original songs, but for some reason, I just feel like doing covers tonight. So for my last song, I'll do one of my favorite songs ever, and my favorite song to play. It's called, you guys will probably recognize it. Thank you, guys. My name's Heather Scarlet Rose, and you can check me out at heatherscarletrose.com. That's Heather Scarlet with two T's, R-O-S-E.com. And I'm also on Facebook, Facebook.com/Heather Scarlet Rose. Thanks again.
I don't know why people talk so fast when they come up here and tell you exactly what they're gonna do, because I think they're afraid to be heckled, maybe. And so I'm not gonna talk so fast. You can heckle me if you care to. And I'm gonna ask you guys what I'm gonna sing tonight. What kind of style? I'm gonna give choices. So you, rock, pop, folk, country. Rock and roll. Let me see. Let me just finish the list. Blues.
Yeah.
I don't know. I never know what I'm gonna do until I get up here. So.
I need guidance, you know.
Okay.
That's a challenge. I will do that.
I was going to do that anyway, actually. Okay. This one is called Birdsong. And it's with tribal African calls. African tribal calls. I call them tribal African calls. They're not really authentic. African. I'm a fake African. A phony African. I'm just a phony. Just like everybody else. Okay. I live in Portland. You know, I can sing in this key or not, I just turned this thing on. One bird song, hungry for the mala, is one bird song, shake shot on the docks. One bird song is worrying on their brothers, and one bird song is beating all the clock. One bird song pledge loyalist devotion, as one bird song zap pray to the rocks. One bird song is causing a commotion. One bird song is beating all the clocks. One bird song and Italian. One bird song, I'll fake it in love now. One bird song, flip flopping in the mire. One bird song, flatten up the show, oh no. One bird song, find a message in a bottle. Is one bird song cast wishes in the sky of my eye. One bird song tell a real good true story. Feeling by hearing, looking deeply in your eyes. Give me one sweet yummy tree, yeah. Too sweet. Sweet eagle sickle. Bird song for the open doors, rove old times. Old times, old times, yeah! She opened the door and screaming, don't forget to save the hippies from extinction. Metalheads, headbangers, I lost too. Free love, African calls. Free love, free love. So you free love. Headbangers, hell's angels, freaks, dreamers. Gathered punks, chips and jokers, heavy smokers, brown, black, pink panthers, cross dressers, crips and bloods, mongols. Addicts too, hey! When you're shaking in them, and you're baking in them, and I'm frying and crying the fat cats, pink hot cakes, do it. Yeah. Cause it's gotta be you, gotta see the curl, switch the bird, gotta give me that gun all over you, better get the fat cat flu. And the fat cat's too bad. Like a bird song, for the open doors roll old times. One bird song, singing for a supper. There's one bird song, makes sweet love to the lamb. One bird song, day tripping on a storm cloud. To flood clans, who knew what the colors only stands? One bird song, reaching around the ocean. One bird song, out sailing seven seas. One bird song, is poetry in motion. Is one bird song. Waits patiently for me, hey, get to see. Give me one sweet, I'm a treat. Too sweet. Freedom, eagle, seagull, bird, song, for the open doors, grove, old times, old times. Yeah! When you're shaking in them, and you're begging them fat cats. On Heartbreak Avenue, it's gonna be you. Gotta send a crew, it's a witch's brew. Get it you want me to get none of that gunk on you? Get the fat cat flu, what the fat cats do? Save the hippies from extinction, bye bye. Cause you're running for you. And I hop for you fast, fat, you bad, you bad, you bad, you bad, you bastard! Said, free love, free love, now I free love, I free love, I free love! I feel love! I feel love! I did the best I could with the accompaniment. Thank you. Thank you.
chord, but I guess it kind of worked out.
Yeah, nice soprano clarinet there.
Right. Is that all my time?
No, you still got about 5 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 3 minutes. Or you know, not.
All right, I'll do an old song. I'm going to do an old Del Shannon song. All the rest of them are the same.
Hey, everybody. My name's DW. I'm new to Portland here. I came up from Reno, Nevada. And this is a song that I wrote, and it's called Poet's Glass. In the distance, I saw you were young, tied down the planets already spun. Lover to be, a friend to last. What passion to fill the poet's glass. Myth weaving away, looking, I play this role. Will my words linger, will it rest on your soul? Telling lies with the truth, telling truth with a lie. To die a saint in the devil's disguise. Above us a river of all that we know. Below us worlds I want you to show. Railways built for us on their backs. Can't you tell by my eyes that I'm free from the tracks? Wish to be a shepherd for you, to cut off your ribbons and give them back to you. In this divine madness ahead in my mast, searching for things in the poet's glass. Dead or a savior, the roles I could play. Laughing and leaving to cry or to stay. So lay it down beside me, but don't dream of me. Cause there's things inside I don't want you to see. Dark white moon ahead of night's noon. Burning words that I speak too soon. Your smile, her kiss, my darkness, my past.
What future to fill the poet's glass? What future to fill the poet's glass? What future to fill the poet's glass? Out in the distance, I saw you were young.
Thank you.
About 2 minutes.
2 minutes? Okay. I think I got a song that's 2 minutes long. I don't know what this is called.
Find a heart and let it in. Melt my stone, now let's begin. I love the way, I love the way, I love the way you stay for a while. Judge and jury inside of my head. Blind eyed lady, I can't understand. Stand over me, stand over me, stand over me in my empty grave. In this world, I need not fight. In this world, I need your flight. If I find the love that I have lost to you, over blue, I don't know how to say no to this cloudy day. I don't know how to say no to this cloudy daylight. But it's alright, 'cause I have your flight, and it makes me alive. But if we sweep what's already been swept, and if we cry these tears that have already been wet, find a heart and let it in. Melt my stone, now let's begin. I know the way, I know the way, I know the way is through you.
French in the lay. Can I put this up on here? I'm gonna do a Liam Gallagher. Yeah, I was going to stand. No, it's okay. Thank you. I was going to start this off with a Robert Anton Wilson quote that I really like from his some year book, Schrodinger's Cat. Says that, what is it? 2 million people in New York think they're being wiretapped. Only 8,000 aren't. I still think that's kind of true, even if the facts tell me otherwise. This one's called, I wrote this earlier this afternoon, but feel free to be as critical as you'd like. I've had enough time to prepare. Dust clouds, nosebleed weather is assault and battery, like prison swimming pools, taking a tour through the salary. How beautiful the fools mobilize but switching sides. As a schizophrenic, my job is in danger throughout the world. Information sickness for lack of a teacher, education and the promise of spirits. Swirls, spirals. I am the ancient called out, and I am the shame of the name spoken aloud. Fuck, I know about it, right? It's my diagnosis. Being annoyed by your dead relatives. Chosen highly, irregardless of supernatural tendencies. The pain is where the seeker sustained as the lie, a life of its own, blinding with burnt tones. And I got another quote, because I'm full of them. It's by Malene Miles. She did Inferno, poet's novel. It's a real novel, it's not poetry. But she talks about, I think it was about Patti Smith she was talking about. She was saying certain poets are great to read, but they can't actually do poetry. Like, they can't speak it. And some can speak it, but they have nothing to say. And so this one is like neither of those. It's a, it goes, Concord Mediums. And again, I wrote this one today, so just shit on it. Surplus offerings to the advantage of prior investments. The worthless peace, the languages of defeat, old dreams. Measures of complicit, well-fed fences around the last tree. Handwriting ahead of closed-eye retreat. An obstinate belief, more or less comprehension, the conquered mediums. Up late, the wake a reserved place. Trades an hypnotic finality too great, an invention to convince itself. It isn't alive enough to question what other invention to assume it's alive in case the story co-opted the birth to have meant nothing. Just more free money. The tone of timber, the other side of the border infrastructure, the red capsule super lab carpets, the casual assault on the democratic naming of overseas political entities, already so much death on the market. I still would have legalized opium in Washington instead. Selfishly, we use the concentrated pills, too afraid to debate the actual cost of their preaching, pain-free seeds, stomachs white bowling balls, our heads to transfer calls. We're too high to handle tonight. Back to the last tree. It's in my novel and somewhat featured prominently, so I almost didn't want you to see that you might understand it later different than it is here. I never trusted what is easy to say, myself included, you included. If every illusion I had was protected, I'd lose most of them, just forgetting one. The movements I don't know how to share without reducing the destruction of the natural world down to a number of living things where only humans meant to survive. At this point, I can pretend what I've written is nonsense, as I once thought, and limit the debate in my mind to what is a part of some upper middle class curriculum and not betray anything I've learned and let someone older than I interpret this for science like the youth wouldn't notice if academics thoroughly radicalized. I seem to fear the fate bestowed upon Wilhelm Reich. I guess since he was killed, that's okay. I really have not much else I'd rather be doing than this, fortifying some subversive state of events, attempting to get disengagements. Thank you. Next, we have Cassie von Alst. But before Cassie comes up here, I actually was so glad that you quoted Robert Anton Wilson, because one of my absolute favorite quotes of all time is by Robert Anton Wilson from the Schrodinger's Cat trilogy, actually. And the quote is this. A certain friend pointed out that without heretics and blasphemers, without rebels, that is, we would all still be living like Homo erectus half a million years ago. All progress is made by individuals who dare to think the unthinkable and do the forbidden. As Oscar Wilde said, disobedience was man's original virtue. And that's the best quote ever.
Next we have Cassie von Alst.
Cool, thanks. I have two poems. Snagged. Your plot line got washed out in the flood of 92, windswept on the banks of the aftermath. There is clay under my fingernails, there are slugs on the porch, and every word feels like mud in my mouth. And sometimes I forget the shape of a cue to keep speaking. You're a story I haven't written yet. I haven't written you so many times yet. When pulses recede, the bone is still marked by the water lines, and calling it back, each attempt back bent on the rocks, stilts aren't always enough. So we're still scraping earth off the floorboards. It poured for so long. In the aftermath, afternoons last forever. Slick wood, would you think it selfish to take refuge in the sadness of someone else's eyes? In the rain snaking down the window panes, their pain. Sitting on the windowsill with a fishing pole, I caught 14 sticks before sunset. Silt on the tongue when drift is a language you don't speak, can't speak, won't speak. Sometimes days are forever, and maybe I'll write you one of these. Less dramatic. To the palest of the ales and $2 rails after midnight. Imperial, pearl-hearted, and in real good company, here's to living the high life. Stool sitters drunk on the look of one another under amber light, sip gaily, slipping on a halo, it fits you so well. And someone dear to me once said they like to drink from glasses like these, so beer always enters their mouth in the shape of a smile. And we board ships destined for a blue moon or makeshift honeymoons. We pulled ourselves ashore on a long island where time is short and moments are so long. And with orange-rind grins and tonic and gin, juice laces your chin, line laces your chin, you're grinning mad. And we, like lips, make love to pints of Kingpin double red, and together we could have three gorgeous whiskey ginger-headed children. And we speak of small houses and enormous porches. And the warm things worth saying as we cart six packs on bike racks to enormous porches. And how smart and forgettable the remarks we use to mark the passing of time. How salty the lips and how tart the lime. We should live in a small house, I think. And under blinky lights, your throw the head back laugh is intoxicating.